Hey there. I bet you're wondering who this voice could possibly be, or why someone would send you an audio recording like this on a flash drive taped to your front door. See, our familiarity is a lot closer than you might think. To even begin to explain, I need to start where the story began. Let's paint a picture. One foot travels in front of the other as my heels clack on the floor, traveling ever closer to the elevator at a leisurely pace. It's the end of the day and I'm tired, and I just want to get up to my apartment and relax. As I get closer to the doors, I walk up to the button to confirm my selection. I'm going up and I'm not coming back down. I reach out, and as I touch the button, my finger comes in contact with a hand, a stranger's hand. I glance to my side and lock eyes with the most beautiful face I've ever seen. It was you. Oh, sorry, I say. I didn't mean to. I fumble over another apology. But you're kind and gentle, and you're really fucking hot. You tell me, it's okay, I don't need to worry about it, it happens. And your voice, God, it makes me melt. And that's when I realize I've heard it before. I may not know your face, but I know you. I've heard you before. I've heard you speak. I've heard you come, and if you've been paying attention, you should have realized you've heard me too. I could have sworn in that moment my panties were getting wet. Before I could even catch my breath at that interaction, that realization, you were inside the elevator and waiting. You asked me what floor I was going to, and I nervously told you the second floor. You pressed two, and then didn't press any other buttons. You turned to me and smiled and said, "That's your floor too." But after you say that, I see your face turn quizzical. Your eyebrows furrow, and you look confused. It's at that moment that I realize I'm blushing. I am blushing over your gorgeous face and how adorable you are in every possible way. The elevator gets to our floor, and we part off to our respective apartments, but not before I made sure to see which door you walked into. I took a note, and after that, we began bumping into each other again and again. I was too nervous. I couldn't possibly say anything to you. I couldn't tell you where I recognized your voice from, or what happened to my body when I saw your face. I couldn't ask you out. But as our interactions increased, my desire for you physically only grew. I wanted, every time I saw you, to taste every inch of you, and I wanted you to taste every inch of me. I wanted us to explore each other like it was our last night on Earth. And that's why I'm leaving you this message. At this point, you know who I am. And I want you to trust me. I have a simple request. I simply want you to get into your bed and take your clothes off. And then I want to bring you on a journey to make you feel pleasure through the sound of my voice. I want to lead you through words and phrases, delicately and precisely chosen to make your cock throb with eager excitement. I'll make you imagine what exactly I would do to make you feel euphoric. I'll wait. I'll give you a moment. Get ready. Are you ready? At this point, I expect you to be fully naked on your bed. Don't let the earlier portion of this recording fool you. I can be in control when I want to. Though in person I'm coy and a little nervous, the world of audio allows me an extension of my truest inner self, especially when I really want something. I would give anything to be over there right now, painting every inch of your body in the vibrant red of my lipstick, kissing every spot, leaving nothing unmarked. A personal canvas, my lips and tongue the tools to create a masterpiece of pure bliss. At this point, I'd like to assume you've started touching what I presume is an incredibly beautiful cock. I'm dripping thinking about its shape, its size, its girth. Does it hook up a little bit to hit my G-spot? Is it bent to the side? Just a touch. I hope I find out, because the mystery is driving me wild. But let's start with something classic. Slowly and tenderly kissing your balls. Maybe I'll include a few laps of my tongue, all the way from the bottom to the very base of your shaft. Kissing and licking, making sure you enjoy it as much as I enjoy giving you the attention you deserve. Just keep stroking yourself and think about how generously I would lick and kiss your balls. But don't go too fast. We can't have you come before it's gotten good. After I paid enough attention to your balls, I suppose my tongue would slowly glide up the base of your shaft, all the way right to the underside of the head. I know how sensitive you are right there, so I would wait and explore. But the rest of my tongue eagerly explores the rest of your shaft, up and down, all around, playing gymnastics around the base in every which direction. Are you stroking yourself faster now? I think you might be. But remember, don't go too fast. Stroke faster than you did at the start, because I'm getting to the good parts. At this point, I think I've probably teased your cock enough. So I take my tongue and generously apply pressure to the underside of its beautiful head. I could hear your moans of pleasure as I flick my tongue quickly up and down, and you're fucking loving it, and so am I. After my tongue becomes very well acquainted, I'd move on to the main course. My lips wrap around your head slowly as I take you inside my mouth. More moans would be heard as the suction of my mouth provides a vacuum of pleasure, coating your cock in saliva from base to tip. Your satisfaction only drives me further, and I quicken the pace of my sucking. At the same time, I want you to quicken the pace of your strokes and get ready to come for me, but not just yet. Imagine how good it would feel pumping your thick cock up and down inside my mouth, my tongue gliding under, creating trails of spit, every thrust of my head coaxing the entrance of my throat meeting your tip. As you get closer, and I can feel you getting closer, I want you to imagine I'm increasing my pace. My eyes are locked with yours, and you struggle to hold back, your hands clutching and grasping my hair as you hold the back of my head in earnest, hands making fists, hips thrusting desperately to drive yourself deeper and deeper into the back of my throat. I can feel that you're getting ready to explode. Are you getting close now? Are you ready? Will you come for me? Do it. Come. come right now. I don't want you to hold back. I want you to feel pleasure as your stream erupts from the tip of your cock and blasts down the back of my throat, coating my entire mouth. That's right. Feel every spasm as you twitch and shake inside me. Feel an aftershock, as I know you're too sensitive, but I wrap my lips around you one last time and make sure that you're clean and satisfied. I think that it's possible you've earned more than one orgasm, and if you want the personal, hands-on experience, come down and see me. I'm in 2B.